Elijah Lee's coming up at 5:10. Tyler says he can confirm he's not in any talks with anybody. He's going to stick with Hustle Gang. We got a big rivalry game coming up on Sunday. Our rivals from last year. We'll let you know how it goes in the show on Monday. All right, tell everybody why pro wrestling and the WWE is in trouble. I do actually find this very interesting.
I actually think I figured this out, what's going on, but you go ahead.
Yeah, there's a lengthy study that was released today about the median age of viewership for basically all professional sports. There's like 25 different sports. Actually, it's not just professional sports. It's college sports as well. But they compared it to numbers that they had collected from 2000, which was obviously 17 years ago, although these numbers only go through 2016. So 16 years ago, and also numbers from 2006. So that's 10 years ago. And how about this? The median age of pro wrestling viewers is 54, which is an increase of 26 years from the numbers that they had in 2000 and 21 years from what it was in 2006.
So basically,
massive increase.
Wrestling fans are getting older, and they are not picking up younger wrestling fans.
Only nine
as much.
Only 9% of wrestling viewers are under the age of 18.
It probably depends on the market, but I don't disagree with that. That actually sounds a little right. I'm actually that was a lot higher than I would imagine. I thought that's what you're going with was the with the viewers and the ratings being a little down right now. But
well, I'll say this. Back in 2006, 26% of wrestling viewers were under the age of 18, and now it's 9%.
Wow.
So that is a lot lower than I expected.
Yeah, that is way, 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 way down.
And to be fair, the numbers across the board are down.
Mm-hmm.
Less and less people are watching really anything on TV.
That's the thing, because now on Hulu, you can go back and watch episodes of Monday Night Raw or SmackDown, and those ratings are through the roof.
I didn't know that. Hulu's got WWE. Hmm? Yeah.
And, I mean, I feel like I should give some context with some other sports. So I mentioned that the median age for pro wrestling is 54, which is an increase of 21 years from 10 years ago. NASCAR is pretty high up there. They're at 58. That's a nine-year increase. The PGA Tour is the oldest one on the list. 64 is your median age right there. That's a five-year increase. Men's college basketball is 52, which is a four-year increase.
Give me the NBA. That's got to be about the youngest, right?
NBA is toward the bottom. They are 42, but okay. that is a two-year increase. Major League Baseball, and I know that we've talked before about the interest in baseball decreasing a little bit. They're up to 57, which is a four-year increase as well.
57. Right in the ballpark, no pun intended, of PGA Tour.
College football and college basketball are both 52, and those are both increases of 4 to 5 years from 10 years ago.
I am surprised, as much as I make fun of baseball, even still, I am surprised that it is that close to the PGA Tour in median age. But I think that spells out some of the concerns there with baseball. It's going to do it for a wild roller coaster ride of a first hour of the game. Much more coming up in Hour 2, Mitch's Jabroni of the Week. When we come back, though, Elijah Lee. I had a chance to talk with him earlier today, former K-State linebacker, now Minnesota Vikings linebacker. He was great, man. A lot of candid answers from him. There was a lot of criticism of him for leaving early, falling to the seventh round. He defends staunchly his decision to go early. Plus, you'll love and laugh at his answer to the coolest thing about playing in the NFL. You're listening to The Game.
Now you can easily deposit checks from the KS State Bank iPhone and Android apps with free mobile deposit. KS State Bank, member FDIC, KMAN, Manhattan.
My name is Dale Pizzini.